And while we're on the subject of birds native to South America, let's go to the high Andes for a look at one of the world's great birds, the condor. It's on the verge of extinction, a program that brings condor chicks to be raised in American zoos and then released into the wild. It's restoring the population. Long-term success will depend on the cooperation of farmers and shepherds, and in one special case, a group of Colombian Army soldiers assigned to a rocky cliff. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from the peaks of central Colombia.
Getting to condor country requires going high on narrow, boulder-strewn mountain passes in a sturdy 4x4.
Por lo general, las zonas donde están los cóndores son zonas de acceso.
It's hard, says biologist Olga Núñez, to reach the high peaks that are home to condors. Mountains so high and so strikingly picturesque that they leave you breathless. Weighing 35 pounds and with wings stretching 11 feet, the condor is simply magnificent. Roaring winds here mean thermal currents lifting the birds up. From 15,000 feet, they search for the rotting remains of dead sheep, deer, or rodents, and then strip meat off bones in minutes. The condor's voracious appetite, coupled with their search for food across hundreds of square miles, led farmers to mistakenly believe that they snatched sheep, even small children.
La extinción del cóndor se debe al ser humano. A la cacería indiscriminada.
So indiscriminate hunting, says Núñez, the biologist, killed off the condors in this region. American zoos, which had decades of experience with the birds, stepped in, painstakingly raising condor chicks, says Michael Mace, the curator of birds at the San Diego Zoo.
Then at about a year or a year and a half of age, when they are well on their way to development, that's when we start talking about exporting them to Colombia for release.
The birds are set free here. Now there are 30 condors in this stretch of mountains north of Bogota. Núñez says a vital part of the program's success has been teaching farmers, shepherds, and one small group of soldiers to care for the big birds. A few miles from where the condors are released, 43 soldiers are deployed on a frigid base, 13,000 feet above sea level, at Peña Negra, or Black Cliff. Their job has been to guard vital radio communications equipment against anti-government guerrillas. These days, though, with training from Núñez, Edison Kitian and other soldiers now watch for condors. Since we're here, Kitian says, we monitor the birds and let Núñez know if there's any change in behavior. On a recent day, the sky was bright blue, but the condors didn't show up, even as Corporal Manuel Vargas scanned the horizon and explained that soldiers had laid out a cow's remains for the birds. But Colombia now has perhaps 180 condors, more than twice as many as a decade ago, and the soldiers know the birds will be back. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
Quest through the Colombian highlands in search of the great birds. We've got video on our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.